Today on the God Pod.
Oh, the colors. Oh, it's so pretty, Mommy.
It's so gorgeous. We're just going to have a real visual moment right now.
Damn it, I called Psyche Mommy again.
That's okay, it happens. So what I want to know is...
The only podcast where you can get a dose of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, sushi, and abortion.
They're all related.
We're hitting everything. No Stone Hunter, no Rock forgiven.
If I can get someone from the Satanic Temple, I need them to be on the show that has Satan.
I'm going to be too nervous. I'm going to be so embarrassed and shy.
Hi everyone, God here. You're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pals. What's up, gang?
Hello there.
Hello, hello.
Psyche? Moses? Oh yeah, give it to me. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Someone had a wild weekend.
You've been busy this week. Did you wake up on the right side of the fire pit this morning?
It felt good to wake up on the right side of my fire pit outside my house in Miami.
In Miami.
What? Summer home.
I didn't know you summer in Miami.
I just assumed you sleep on a bed of fire in hell. I don't know.
I do, but I've also got a lovely fourth home in Miami.
Miami.
Wow.
Miami.
Why Miami? Miami.
I love Miami.
Cute.
Hotbed of sin.
Sinful in its name alone.
That's very cliche of you being in a hot environment like that. I have a feeling that you're not telling. It's like you're actually somewhere else.
Oh, Moses, you're calling me cliche?
Yeah, like I'm on a bed of bagels. That's how it is over here. I think Satan's in Kansas somewhere and he won't tell us. Oh. He's embarrassed.
No, I'm telling you, it's Miami. I'm covered with corn and locusts. Classic Miami behavior.
I think it's at a place called Derby, Kansas. That's where you are right now.
Miami, Kansas.
Yeah.
Miami,
beautiful,
Ohio.
Beautiful little Amish suburb.
Miami, Kansas.
Isn't there like a University of Miami in Ohio?
Yeah, that's what Will Smith wrote about. He's like, welcome to Miami, Ohio.
gotcha. All right, well, our top story this week, there was a big leak that happened.
Oh, that. Right.
Yeah. Moses, do you want to tell us about what happened?
Oh,
yeah, Moses, you got this.
Moses is ready, and it's not even conspiracy corner yet.
Right. Yeah. Let's. We're going to talk about abortion. Let's go to Moses on this. All right. Sure. That's fair. Take it away, Psyche. The big leak was from still unknown. They're saying it's from was it Alito?
Ginny Thomas.
Yeah, Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife. They're saying, but anyway, the leak was that the Supreme Court is set. They are set to overturn Roe versus Wade, the abortion rights decision. It's from a guy from Politico. He was on Rachel Maddow, so it's definite. It's
oh,
definite.
Is that where I didn't know where it came from? Interesting. Yeah.
And the Chief Justice Roberts confirmed that it was real.
Yeah, because... right. It's been confirmed. But for me, it was confirmed right away when he was on Maddow, this guy. And I was like, well, Maddow's got him. It's confirmed.
Yeah.
But
are you a super fan of hers?
I am. Yes. I'm a super fan of Rachel Maddow.
Oh, I love that.
That's where I get my news mostly. And
I get mine from Anderson Cooper's son.
From his son.
Moses, on the hierarchy of loves, is it Kornacki then Maddow or Maddow Kornacki?
Maddow Kornacki.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
I mean, Kornacki's like an extended limb of Maddow.
Pants.
It's like you cut off your Kornacki and you're a little less powerful.
So this is really depressing, horrifying, psychopathic news. People have been losing their minds all week, justifiably. We are going to talk about it in depth on the next show, we have a constitutional scholar joining us.
On the other show.
Thank God.
Let me
thank
pull
God
out my cigarette and sit in the corner and just cry as you talk about the other show being better.
No, honestly, this is good for us, guys. We did not want to be taken on this.
That's the thing. You know what? You know what? Exactly. This is the silly gang. This is maybe, and it's too
silly
soon.
Gang.
No, Satan, it's okay. It's We're the dumb gang. We're not smart enough to talk about
politics. No. It's just that it's, do you really want, you know, it's.
Do you really want to show you're smart?
We're both getting a chance to talk about it. In fact, you're getting more of a chance because you're not going to have to cede ground to some smart ass lawyer.
Okay. Very true.
So, Satan, what do you think about all this? You must be pretty happy, huh?
I feel Joik. Silly gang. I feel pretty silly. Why do you think I'm in Miami, Kansas? It's to run away from the people accusing me of doing this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I will say, yes, Satan did create the modern Republican. But Satan's all about abortions. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, me too. Remember that time I aborted all those firstborn sons in Egypt?
Oof. Wow.
I have no trimester limit. Just so long as you're a firstborn, I go up to like the 250th trimester.
How about that Dave Chappelle? Am I right?
All right. I have some funny.
He said some really funny stuff about Roe versus Wade.
We'll talk about that. One of the things that's flabbergasting is just how fucking stupid so many dudes are about this topic. Like, people have no fucking clue what they're talking about. For example, some guy on Twitter really thought former NBA star Dwayne Wade was the Wade in Roe v. Wade.
Oh.
I shit you not.
My God.
I shit you not.
You know what? You know what? If I really would say like Roe v. Wade would be if he really thought Dwayne Wade, like there's a place in Cabo San Lucas called Squid Row. And like, I would think like, oh my God, is that what he's talking about? Like that one time Dwayne Wade got really fucked up at Squid Row and like, no, anyone? I'm trying to make sense of where the guy was coming from.
There was an article from Variety. Let me just read you what happened. Article Variety. Dwayne Wade offers advice to dads who have trans children.
Yes, and because then, he's a beautiful trans child.
Right. And then the Eddie Bryan comments on this. He's a Mets fan. He's commenting on this. And now I hear he's caught up in the abortion thing versus Roe. Why is he involved in all this?
So just to be clear, so Dwayne Wade's son is
that's unrelated to the fact that
right.
Let me just finish the interaction. DuckTales now says he's commenting on this. You mean his actual life about being a parent to a trans child in response to a question he was asked directly? And Eddie Bryan responds, "Yeah, the boy became a girl, but that does not mean he can have an abortion. He does not need to have his name on the Supreme Court case."
Wow. See, this
That answers
I told you, you trust, you gotta trust me, Satan. I always got something for the silly gang.
Hell yeah. I mean, silly gang.
Down there in America, when they think that NBA star Dwayne Wade is going against Roe, that just, I mean, you can't, it doesn't.
I know, but that game, I'm going Wade.
I'm going Wade against Roe, not NBA.
In a 1-on-1 b-ball court final.
Yeah, I mean, triple, double.
Miami Heat, baby. Miami Heat.
Miami.
Satan, is that why you're in Miami? Man. Are you with the Wade family?
Oh.
Dwayne Wade in Miami, Kansas.
Mm. Miami, Kansas. I'm not with the Wade family. I'm with the Waken family.
I thought you were in Miami, Ohio. I'm so confused.
I saw Hasanabi, who's a popular Twitch streamer, posted a text message he got from a friend who said, "Dude, I just found out what abortions are. They can't take that away from women, bro."
Oh my God.
This is real. This is real.
That
people are
just
this
can't be real. That just
this, he said real. This is real. Okay. Like,
what did he think it was before? How did
he didn't
miss
know? This? He didn't know. People are so fucking stupid. They don't bother to know things. They don't you know, like okay. Sydney Leathers posted, "As a man, there's nothing hotter you could do right now than get a vasectomy." Uncultured Thug responded, stop trying to gaslight men into castrating themselves. Oh my God.
Wow.
Do men know what a vasectomy is? No. Do they know anything? No. Let should not be. Just today, I saw New York Times columnist Ross Douthat, Ross Douchebag, said that this is the gaslighting on this is insane. He says, worth noting that in the 50 years since Roe, men have become less likely to find a spouse, less likely father kids or live with the kids they father, and less likely to participate in the workforce. Better question for Ross Douchebag, who gives a fuck?
That was good.
That was a good
who
delivery.
Gives a fuck?
That was a good delivery,
it's also worth noting that he's ugly as shit.
Oh, wow.
I guess that's, dudes like him care. Why should women have more choices? Yeah, you want them getting stuck. Is that it, Ross?
Probably.
So he's getting lit up. Anyway, I got to save some of my fire for the next show.
Save it.
For the smart show, the one we're going to do smart stuff.
Moses, are you on the smart show too?
He is, yeah. How dare you, Moses? How dare you act like, oh, you're part of the underground.
Moses thinks he can waltz into the silly gang.
And act like one of us.
And claim
shame.
That he's so
shame.
Silly.
Shame.
For shame.
Moses is like, let's unionize.
Yeah, I'm going to take another hiatus until we unionize. Then I'll be back.
Silly Gang knows all about unions, man. We're actually big union busters in the Silly Gang.
Big union busters.
We hate them.
You know who we had on the show, on the last show, on the Syria show? Gag Moses was there.
Can we guess?
Yeah.
Dame Judi Dench.
No, I wish. It was Carrot Top. Twitter user Juniper, who goes by Transgender Marks. This is the satirist who trolled the entire world into thinking that Snickers was removing the dick vein from its candy bars.
Hilarious.
So I said, I need to talk to this legend. That was fun, right, Moses?
It was fun. It was a smart and silly show at the same time.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Both shows are smart and silly, okay?
You know what?
Okay.
Wow. 2 + 2 = 4, idiots. You're not going to get that on the other one.
We've never done any math. All right. Let's read a review.
Good news. We found a new review in Apple Podcasts. You know, those are hard to come by now. Title is Love You Guys. Author Bex5773. Wonder if that's what that number means. 5 stars. I love the God Pod. This is one of my favorite podcasts. I never write reviews, but I have to today. I'm so happy Moses is back.
Wow.
I've missed him so much. Glad the baby is well, and I'm glad he was able to take a little time, but he's been missed also. Hey, Satan. I'll catch you later, babe. XOXO.
Hey. Text me
kisses,
back.
Hugs and kisses.
Wow.
Text me back already.
Wow, Satan.
Yeah.
Look at you, Satan. You little fuck boy.
You oh, yeah. Bex, huh?
I'm trying to get on F-Boy Island, Miami, Kansas edition.
Hey.
Very small island in the middle of a man-made lake here where they have to legally put and burn all their fuck boys, and I just went on. He just went on so bad. But hey, Bex 5773, text me back.
Hey.
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 Oh, right. Well, that was great.
Good for you. I was wondering which one of us was going to, okay. I'd be the first to get a stalker. Congrats, Satan. Congrats.
Woohoo.
I thought it would be me. It's time for group therapy with Psyche. What do you say, Psyche?
Ooh, I feel like, there seems to be such a divide in this group, and maybe I'm projecting that Satan and I are on one side and God and Moses are the smart ones on the other. So
smart.
Today,
we wandered the desert for 40 years, okay, in a circle.
So today what I would like is for us all to join in one big circle. Like imagine when we were, little people, and like I was a little goddess and, remember those things
where your understanding of evolution is Incorrect.
When I was an abandoned baby.
You're ruining this.
Vacuum of space.
You're ruining this.
Sorry.
Remember when we had the things that were like rainbow and they would be like a tent and that we would throw in the air? Yes. And you would go underneath that tent. So we're going to go underneath the tent today. That sounded a little like inappropriate. We're going to go under the tent, but we're going to go under the parachute tent.
I love tents.
Yes. In preschool. And we are going to sit there and we are just going to take a deep breath. And if you're driving right now, you know, don't go under a tent. Stay far away from a tent, but just use your imagination. If you're in your bed right now, listening,
the colors. Go under the sheets. It's so pretty, mommy.
It's so gorgeous. We're just going to have a real
Psyche,
visual moment right now.
I called Psyche mommy again.
That's okay. It happens. So what I want to know is, how are you really? And whoever is feeling the need to answer this question right now, first, go ahead. Anyone.
Well, I just called my therapist mommy, so I'm out.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. It's feeling good.
Yeah. Tell us about a good time that you can remember, like a good memory.
Just in life?
Yeah, just in life in general.
In the history of the world. Part one.
1994.
Ooh, that was a good year for Satan.
Yeah, it was just the start of Web 1. The internet was just about to take off, and I invested a lot in a bunch of different internet companies. And, you know, with the promise that knowing that the internet would destroy the world. And I was pumped. I was so excited. My friend, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who...
Oh, different Dwayne.
Yeah, not Wade. not Wade. Dwayne The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who was like 10.
He's a wrestler. Maybe he was an amateur wrestler at this time.
Oh.
He says, hey, man, I like your style. I want to grab sushi. And we just got sushi and laughed for the whole night. And it was pretty special.
When Dwayne The Rock Johnson asked you out for sushi, you say, yes. You don't go, actually, I'm more of a steak guy.
Yeah. No. You know, when the Rock smells sushi, that guy is like a hound to raw fish. You need to get him. You need to
get him. So it went well.
Oh, no, it went terrible. We didn't speak after that night. But
okay.
Him great. Inviting me, that was a high.
Do you like his movie Moana that he stars in?
Is he the little girl?
That's a fantastic movie.
Fantastic movie. This is a big
fantastic
fan.
Fantastic film. Big fan. Big fan. Big fan.
Moses, how are you really?
Well, you know, doing well, doing woo-hoo. Better. You know, usually it's you're like, I'm going to turn off the TV, unplug, and stay away from what's going on in the outside world.
Yeah.
But what's been happening lately, it's tough to kind of just unplug when this is like directly affecting people around you. You know,
right.
It's, right. You know, right. Obviously I'll save the good stuff for the serious show, but I'm just going to give you let me give you some snippets of what's to come in the next show. But no, you know, it's good, but at the same time, it's
so
like,
much, there's so much to.
Yeah. And everything with, the Supreme Court, I've known, people, close to me who, have, you know, they haven't made it through after having to do what they had to do, not right. to get too personal, but you know, this is affecting quite a few people. So, that is keeping still doing well, but at the same time, you want things to get back on track as quickly as possible. But who knows when that's going to be, you know, but anyway, absolutely.
50 years,
time is of the essence.
Yeah.
You know, they've been trying for 50 years. There's like 6 of the 9 justices are Catholics.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah,
5
yeah.
or 4. 4 of the 5 that are voting for this are Catholic. Yeah. And 1 of the 5 was raised Catholic. That seems like an overrepresentation on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's like in answer to your question, I'm fine, but very cautious about what's going on around me. So, you know.
I have been sick as a dog all week.
God making it about him.
I woke up today with, well, since this news broke, I've been crippled with sickness. I don't know why. I have a headache. I'm scarred. Okay. At the same time when I saw this news, I was equal parts furious and game on, motherfuckers.
Right.
Because everyone else who's been asleep, good morning. Welcome back. Welcome. Come back to where I've been. I've been waiting for you this whole time.
But while we're on the subject, there are people who are saying, well, you know, there's no better time now than to say, get out there and vote. And then people are like, well, we did, and this still happened.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's frustration. Thing, right? Yeah. People are allowed to be frustrated. They're right.
Right.
Because, you know, then the response to that would be, well, Manchin and Sinema and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
People don't want to hear that shit because, anyway, it's going to take
as a reminder, you know, for the audience who is listening, you know, those who disagree or agree, this is the silly gang. But I will just say this, as, you know, the only female on the stage right now will say that you have to remember this is not about, you know, wealthy people not being able to get abortions because they will always be able to. This is literally about, you know, the 10-year-old who was raped by her uncle. I'm sorry, that's going to get serious. Yeah. You know, who's with, you know, child now. It's for the person who had, you know, found out that they were pregnant and that their child's heart is growing on the outside of their body. And the baby's, you know, if the baby's born, it most likely will kill them as well during the labor process. You know, that there's more to this than just, you know, we have to keep babies. And it was very interesting. I watched this clip and it's some famous guy. I'm sure you guys know who it is that goes around and like goes to these right wing, like Trumpy type places and asks questions to people. Maybe he works for the Daily Show.
Jordan Klepper.
I think so. And they were holding up a sign and it said, choose adoption, you know? And a lot of my family is actually adopted. So I'm like a firm believer in adoption. I think it's wonderful. And he asked every single woman, you know, oh, how many kids did you adopt? And none of them adopted anyone. Oh, and yeah. So it's like, you have to remember this isn't about babies and then adoption. Like there's more to this. They're not pro-life. And it's literally about like the pro-life of the mother that maybe can't carry this baby because there's a complication and the baby is going to have not a life, you know, if they're born. So exactly. So I just want to inform people like from that side of to think of it that way. It's not just like, hey, it's your body, it's your right. It's like, there's more to it. There's medical issues that come along and yeah.
They watched The Handmaid's Tale and they thought,
sure,
this is a good idea.
They don't realize right. The bigger
they're
picture.
They're literally out there right now memeing
right.
Giddily that's coming. And just to be clear, as the host of the God Pod, if you are a fan of these latest developments, first, fuck you. Two, you're listening to the wrong fucking podcast.
God, you have so many people that listen to your podcast that are so not believing anything that you say. It's so confusing. Yeah.
Can I just say, why was I the only one that had to share a memory? You guys going to talk about abortion. I had to talk about me and Dwayne The Rock Johnson in 96.
Wait, who asked you to do that?
Psyche. How you feeling? Satan, I share a memory, a good memory that you had.
Satan was over there inside the rainbow tent, really feeling the moment.
I thought
we were
hanging under the tent. Tell you a good memory.
This shit went sideways. You know what? Yeah, that'll happen.
Oh my God, I'm gonna pee my pants. That's so funny.
All right, well, this has been therapy.
What a great
session.
Time, guys! Round of applause for your work tonight.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for Yeah, that was
your
great.
Memory.
The only podcast where you can get a dose of Dwayne the Rock Johnson, sushi, and abortion.
They're all related.
We're hitting everything. No Stone Hunter, no Rock forgiven.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
So I, on your advice, Satan and Psyche, I did watch that new The Batman movie this week.
And it was good.
Who are you?
It was good.
I'm Vengeance.
Yeah. And then later, he's like, the villains, is that?
Yeah, he's like, spoilers. Who are you? And he's like, me? I'm Vengeance.
And then Batman is like, oh shit, I said that.
He goes, I gotta cut something.
How about that Joker at the end, guys? How about the introduction?
There's
to
a deleted scene that had way more of the Joker. Did you ever see that?
No.
Yes. They had a whole, like, you know, questioning him thing.
Who's Robert Pattinson's love interest in this movie?
Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman.
Got it. Do they make out?
Once. It's
you're gonna have to watch the movie. They do way more than make out, Moses.
No, you hope. I want to get away.
No. Yeah. Her dad's songs. Yeah. No, I was hoping that maybe Flightless Bird from Twilight series plays while they're making out or something. It's a great song. And I think whenever I think of Robert Pattinson making out with someone, that I think of him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He really pulls it off. He was born to play this role. You were right, Psyche.
Yeah, I may not be smart, but I know good movie when I see one.
Oh, it was awesome.
You know how I would describe it to you, Moses? It's kind of like they mixed the Dark Knight movies with the Adam West TV show.
Wow.
Yes. What a great way to describe it.
It's just Batman film noir. But if a film noir was directed by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. Interesting. And I love
the Black Parade. Wasn't that the name of the album?
Yeah.
The Black Parade.
They used the best use of Nirvana I think I've ever heard in a movie.
It's also like a lot of people will be like, what if Bruce Wayne was actually Kurt Cobain? It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Moses is like, huh?
Huh?
It's good though. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. The movie has absolute 10 out of 10 moments. The movie has also absolute 6 out of 10 moments. But those 10 out of 10 moments are so good that you watch the 6 out of 10 moments and treat them like 10 out of 10 moments.
Right.
You're like, this is insane. Why is this a comedy scene between the Penguin and Batman right now? What is Jeffrey Wright doing with this acting?
Best Penguin I've seen yet.
Yes.
Yeah. Played by Colin Farrell. Oh, I like that incredible. They went like the Goodfellas, you know, Sopranos route. With,
how great was John Turturro?
With the Penguin. It's really anti-Italian discrimination, but, you know, it was good. So, yeah, I recommend it. Thanks for the recommend, gang.
You're welcome.
It's time for Conspiracy Corner with Moses.
Woo! Fantastic. This is one that's been kind of haunting me for a while. It's called The Reptilian Elite. I don't know if you've all heard of that. Right?
Now we're getting in the good stuff.
Yeah. But basically, our leaders, our corporate executives, our beloved Oscar-winning actors and Grammy-winning singers.
They have to have a Grammy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is this like in that movie They Live?
Pretty much. Basically, they're just saying that they're secretly reptiles. It's like behind secret societies, like the Freemasons and the Illuminati. And they go as far as saying the lizard people, probably the main, like lizard, that cold-blooded humanoid reptilians who have the power to shape-shift into human form. And if you go to YouTube and type in reptile conspiracies, they'll show you videos of like Justin Bieber, and they'll slow it down and his eyes will do something strange. They'll be like, reptile. And Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
They're saying.
I believe that she's a reptile. Come on, guys. How, like, she is thriving and she's got to be a reptile.
Basically, they're trying to take over the world. But of course, you know, Donald Trump, but nobody cares about that. Mark Zuckerberg, he's more of a robot than a reptile.
Yeah, because he even said one time in an interview, he was like, when I was human, I mean, I am human.
Right. But see, people are running with that. And they're running with, you know, like when you slow down footage and, you know, something goes crazy with the footage, like, you know, some kind of like somebody moves too quick and their eyes, you know what I'm saying? But people take that and they go, oh, the reptile.
This was also the subject of a big science fiction show called V. Did you ever see that?
I did. I had a friend on that show. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, not the original, the newer one.
Bliss. Oh, the new one was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so sad when it got canceled. Why'd you cancel this show? This is so much better than Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
I have to tell you, the listeners out there, if you just go to YouTube and type in reptilian conspiracy and celebrities, you're going to get all of these videos that people actually believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it all.
Yeah, they're reptiles.
Satan, is this something that you're doing?
Oh, yeah, I post all the time online on the message boards.
I mean the creation and activation of the lizard people.
There's a couple people out there that are lizards. I'm not going to say who, but let's just say I also know somebody on the show V.
Like the original one or the
long since canceled?
The updated one.
Yeah. Now,
I know, I will say this. You know, full transparency at a moment like this. Not full, but silly transparency at a moment like this. There is at least one lizard person on every ABC show.
Knew it.
Wow. Because it's owned by Disney?
Why are you?
Is it because it's owned by Disney?
Why is it ABC? What about CBS?
Not CBS.
What? No, NBC?
It's just tough to get them in casting. Those rooms are strict. They're not looking for the type of people that are lizards.
Now, for those listeners who are kind of freaking out a bit, I, Moses, of Conspiracy Corner, is going to tell you how you can tell if someone's a reptilian shapeshifter. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Take control, Moses. Right.
Reptilian eyes can be seen if you look closely enough. If you look closely enough at footage... Some say it's possible to spot them only in like the midst of shapeshifting, which is very common. Okay. Now, next, scales. Obviously, a hint of green can be seen on the skin. Okay. While they're transforming, you can see that. Now, here's a big one. Third one. Hologram flickers. Okay. You can find it. Wow. They're so good at hiding their identities that they often forget they're hiding. Okay. Sometimes their disguise can become more apparent when their hologram skin glitches. You'll see a lot of glitches in these YouTube videos, okay? So go to YouTube.
That can be, like, edited, Moses, video editing.
I don't think it's modern
wizardry.
Of course, that's what they want you to believe. See what you're doing there, God. See what you're doing.
You're taking the lizard people's side.
Yeah,
what, exactly. Now, can you make lizard people into a bag? You know how they have like crocodile like Birkins?
Well, okay, now we're getting silly. This is silly. This I'm being serious. Maybe I should have saved
but
this
I
for the serious
was being
show.
Dead serious.
No. No, please.
Because mama needs a new bag.
No.
That'll be $14,000. Wow, anyway. Well, that's a big
but
one.
You know
Moses.
What? I'll tell you, I do believe a lot of these people are lizard people. I do believe that the queen is, because how does she keep thriving?
Well, here's
she's not
what,
thriving.
If there's one
she
video,
she hasn't been seen in like a year.
No, that's not true. She was just literally seen.
What?
If there's
thriving,
one thing,
yes.
If there's one thing that the listeners can do, taken away from this Conspiracy Corner, go to YouTube, type in royal family reptiles.
I thought you were just shot. You stopped for so long.
No, he's just old, Satan.
Yeah. Royal family reptile.
Okay, I'm going to that.
Okay, there you go. And that was Conspiracy Corner. Thank you.
Oh, I love Conspiracy Corner today. Thank you.
Good.
It's time for the goddamn news. And you know what? We're going to talk about a conspiracy I really believe in, which is called Republican Coke Orgies.
Woo!
Because ever since this guy, Madison Cawthorn, told the world that they were having these like Coke orgy wife swapping parties, all the stuff has been coming out about him from someone that is just trying to annihilate his career in Congress. The latest thing that came out was a video of him naked and humping his cousin while he had a boner. But he said he was being crass. He's trying to play it off, but they've got a lot of video and evidence of him doing some things that are sort of contradictory to Noel. I don't think they haven't released a video of him doing cocaine yet, but this video, have you seen the video?
No.
Moses, have you seen the video, Mr. Conspiracy?
Oh, I saw that. The thing that bothered me were the noises.
Ew.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, doing the actual act, yeah, everybody does it. But the noises he was making, what the what?
I don't want to see this stuff. And it's all been, you know, something, things that I've learned against my will, thanks Twitter. But I'm just saying it's hypocritical of him to be such a anti-LGBTQ plus person. And I think he's fucking his cousin.
Yeah.
His male cousin.
But you've seen it, haven't you, God?
Yeah, I saw it.
You had to for work. You know, you had to watch.
I had to for work.
Yeah.
So the Republican coke orgies are so real. Okay? They're doing so much coke and having so many orgies. They have to destroy
but
him.
The noises.
For bringing it up.
Yeah, the noises. Thank you. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I thought it was dubbed over by some silly group of people, no, like on the podcast, but it wasn't.
He sounds like a deer being hunted.
Yeah.
Moses, does a conspiracy have to be hard to believe in order for it to be a conspiracy?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be something where you go, oh, no, that can't be. That can't be. But
oh, so the Republican coke orgies wouldn't qualify then because you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. I looked at that and I thought.
You see, I'm such a noob. I'm sorry I was stepping on your turf.
Because
it's
something that's not surprising. You know, it's like, oh, of course. It's not like we'll be talking about it years from now going, yeah, remember that conspiracy?
They don't want people to know about it.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Sure. We know. And not only do we know, but
we know. We judge.
It's not hard to believe. That's the thing. It's like, oh, sure.
Well, they're busy taking away a woman's right to choose, their wife swapping and doing cocaine. Okay, got it. Now let's get to the story you all wanted to talk about. Dave Chappelle was attacked during a comedy show, and then he joked that his attacker was a trans man.
That I did not know, that last part. Oy.
And then as it turned out, it was actually a Trump supporter.
It was? How do we know that confirmation? Where did you read that?
I read it on Twitter. That makes it true. Well, let's read the article.
I have a huge problem with this. I will speak for myself, okay, and say that I have a big fear of being in large crowds because of many different situations, right? We can use the like Travis Scott example of like, this is why I don't go to festivals anymore because I'm scared of people trampling and pushing and doing all this stuff. I also am very scared of being on a stage or something like that because you just don't know. People are unhinged. Something might happen, you know, and there was no, you know, disciplinary action that was taken with Will Smith when Will Smith went up on stage and physically attacked a human
well,
being.
Well, he's been banned for 10 years.
That is not, but everyone stayed and gave him a round of applause when he won his award. I am sorry. That is bullshit.
They were in shock. The whole world was in shock.
As Jim Carrey says, Hollywood is spineless. I was not in shock. I was disgusted. I was disgusted watching that. I could not believe that was actually happening. Yeah. Because it's physical violence and it brings up a lot of shit for a lot of people. And the fact is I listen to a lot of podcasts with comedians, and every single comedian that I've listened to and friends of mine who are comedians who have gone to see perform recently all say to me, we're really nervous because when before we used to make fun of the dude in the front row, you know, now we know if that's going to happen, there's a chance that they can do something. Or like when you go, for example, I'm going to use, you know, in Los Angeles, right? You go to the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory. There's no, you know, what's it called? When you go through metal detectors, right? They're not patting you down. So you don't know what someone may have or what they may not have, right? So when you go to the Hollywood Bowl, which I've been to 100 million times, right?
100 million.
That's how many times.
He's got us.
You literally like, they get mad at you if you bring like an outside bottle of alcohol and whatever, right? So how this guy was able to sneak in a fake gun that actually was a knife.
Yeah.
Shocking to me, but okay, whatever.
Wait, is that the person that attacked Dave Chappelle had a fake gun that was a knife? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In relation to what you were saying though, Chris Rock was also there and he jokingly asked if it was Will Smith.
Yeah, because I mean, but the thing is you're on a stage and someone comes up and attacks you like a linebacker, like just going right for your stomach.
So right off the bat, let us say, yes, that is terrible and should never happen. And thankfully, there was security there.
No, there wasn't. No, but God, that's what you don't understand. There was no security. The security did nothing, and that is why everyone is so pissed off. It was Busta Rhymes that beat the shit out of the guy. It was Jamie Foxx.
Chappelle's entourage.
And Chris Rock.
He also does have security, believe it or not.
I didn't know Busta Rhymes was taking night shifts as a security.
He took this guy backstage and beat his ass so hard. The picture of him.
His arm's the other way. Good.
Okay, well, where his arm was broken and stuff, you know. Yes, violence is bad, but they subdued.
You do not have a right to bum rush someone on a stage. No, end of story.
They subdued the attacker with extreme violence.
And that's the thing, that the people that saved him or got him out of harm's way were his own entourage. But I think if you're going this direction, Psyche, that the Hollywood Bowl itself, their security was nowhere to really be seen, were they? Am I?
Yeah, it was Hollywood Bowl did nothing.
Right, right.
Right.
It's like if he didn't
have. Well, I will say Hollywood Bowl hires 16-year-olds for cheap labor.
Same notes. Yes. Exactly.
Isn't capitalism great? So I did do a little more digging on this. Dave Chappelle joked.
Trust me, I had 10 friends that were there in the front row. I know everything.
And he went on to make jokes that it was a trans man.
Oof.
But because when you're transphobic, you don't take a day off from that shit. They never sleep. But it was reported that this man, Isaiah Lee, a 23-year-old, actually is an aspiring rapper who goes by the name No_Name_Trapper on social media. I guess.
Oh, no.
I guess, yeah, he's
one of my signed artists. Oh, no.
He's recorded a number of tracks, including one titled Dave Chappelle, and a separate song in which he rapped about walking straight into the bowl, which definitely sounds like a reference to the Hollywood Bowl. Okay. He also recorded a song called MAGA My N-Word. That revealed the wannabe rapper and wannabe competent tackler is a black conservative Trump humper, and he's standing on top of a police SUV. But guess what? The truth of the story doesn't matter, does it?
Nothing happened to him because he didn't get charged. Absolutely nothing. You can go in with a weapon to a public place. You can attack the artist on stage when you're not allowed to be on stage. And then guess what? You have no consequences after that. So, that's what we've learned.
He's not been arrested?
He wasn't charged.
Okay.
No.
That's very strange.
Satan, you got to get on your news. You got to know this one. He was not charged. And that is why everyone is up in arms.
I'm just focused on the part where he was joking that it was a trans man. And then it was a Trump supporter, and there was never any I want to see the follow up on that set.
Are you gonna
correct the record, Dave?
No, I'm just saying at this point, I think that it's what Will Smith did is just a ripple effect, and mark my words, this is not the last that you are gonna see of this kind of behavior.
It's all Will Smith's fault.
It is. You're not. This is
violence. Did not exist until Will Smith.
No, but this bum rushing of comedians on stage is not the last. And I fear for my friends who are stand up comedians. I really do fear for them.
There should be security. That's not.
Yeah. But I think that there also should be consequences when you have, you're holding a weapon and you attack someone. I think that by law, then what the fuck is the law? You know what I mean? Like where then we can just get away with anything, I guess. And I think that that's a scary, that's a scary
the thing
thought.
Though, Psyche, it's everyone really is getting away. Everyone is getting away with everything all the time. Everyone is lying. Everyone is completely fraudulent. The Hollywood, the Bowl, they're not hiring security because why? They make more money.
Expensive.
Okay. They make more money. Dave Chappelle doesn't give a fuck if it's a Trump supporter. Why? It doesn't fit his narrative. Everyone is lying all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if a black man rushed the stage to attack Jeff Dunham, we'd be talking about a different story here. That guy would be arrested and in prison, whatever. Because no one attacks a white guy named Jeff Dunham on stage and gets away with it. Dave Chappelle?
Jeff Dunham.
That's only just because Jeff Dunham has the best security money could buy.
He's surrounded by puppets.
He's surrounded by puppets.
Are better security than the Hollywood Bowl.
Exactly.
He's got puppets just stroking their ARs.
This just is another reason why I would never go, I feel like, to a public show anymore because it's so scary. It's like, why would I, why? Who,
the, never.
No, it's insane.
Just for the farts alone.
Just for the fart. Well, it's an outdoor stadium.
Forget the mass shootings for a second. You don't want to sit there breathing other people's farts.
Well, I'll tell you where they don't fart in the Jeff Dunham show. So you're safe there.
No farting allowed. You puppets. Get arrested.
Not those puppets. Not
you
those
fart. Puppets. It's like.
Not those puppets.
Next story. Satanic Temple requests flag raising at Boston City Hall after Supreme Court rules city violated free speech rights in refusing to fly Christian flag.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
So,
I don't get it.
Okay, I know it's so complicated. Ugh. Who can track these things? Let me.
I'm clicking the article.
I'll rewind it back. Okay, people wanted to fly a Christian flag at the Boston City Hall. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court, who said, "Oh, this is violating free speech. Of course, Christians, whatever is on your side." And guess what, though, when you use that freedom of religion excuse. It flies both ways. And so the Satanists should be able to fly their flag at the city hall.
Silly gang.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Headlines are so like.
I like
you know
that.
What? I had to read it like 10 times. You know what I'm saying? But this is audio. So, Satan, what do you think?
They don't want your flag.
Well, they haven't ruled if they don't want my flag yet. To be fair, you know what? Give it up once again for the Satanic Temple, really representing chill hell and tight hell.
Right.
Most awesome version, you know? Keep up the good work, gang. Sorry, I'm on vacation mode. I got vacation brain. But yeah, great job. And I hope soon. We can all party together and we can raise that flag and have a beer and just talk about the good times.
You know what? I'm going to start getting guests for the silly gang.
No, we don't need guests.
If I can get someone from the Satanic Temple, I need them to be on the show that has Satan.
I'm going
to
be too nervous. Yeah. I'm going to be so embarrassed and shy.
It's going to be shy Satan.
No pressure. Yeah. Well, somehow, how do I already know? The Supreme Court would, find some way to be like, no, the Satanists can't fly theirs. This is holy. They'll find some way around it because at the end of the day, as we've learned this week, the rules, the precedents, none of that shit ever mattered. They've been lying out their ass this entire fucking time, just like we thought.
What is the Christian flag?
I assume that there is a cross involved and a picture of our Jesus smiling.
Smiling? Oh. No, Christians, Jesus is never smiling.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's crying and wailing.
Christian flag. Is it Christian Bale flag?
No, he sucks now. Christian Bale is yesterday's news, buddy.
Starring Christian Flagg.
In other satanic news, Satan NFT sales are flatlining.
This is a disaster for me. First, one of my one rapper signed to my label attacks Dave Chappelle, and now NFTs are flatlining.
It's so glorious.
The only shock is that it took so long.
Yeah. So it was a good scam for the people running it. They made that a good run.
I'm still not completely understanding what the hell the big deal was about it.
It's a non-fungible token, Moses.
Right. Of course. There it is.
To think that you run the computers department here in heaven.
Right.
It's ridiculous. You know, you can't even...
Moses at AOL.com. That'll explain everything right there.
Oh, Moses. Wow. So anyway... I'm glad I never, just for the record, I have been pressured to do an NFT.
You could have made mad money, God.
I could have, but I don't think that it would have been a good thing, a good look. I'm too virtuous to do something
you mean that lazy?
I don't believe in. No, not lazy.
Come on, God. Come on.
Come on over to Miami. It's a scam.
Miami.
I have principles, damn you. All right, it's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
I want to bless this foursome of dummies because we have so much fun and we have lots of laughs. And I get to get all my anger and aggression out on this podcast. So it really feels nice. So thank you so much for giving me that opportunity. I want to smite anyone who thinks it's okay to hit another person. I don't believe in violence. And I would like a second coming of more conspiracy corner because I just live for the reptilian shit.
Yes. That should be a two-parter, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got a lot more to explore and I got more names to name.
Ooh, scandalous.
I want to bless the beautiful people and residents of Miami County, Kansas. We're talking Hillsdale, the good people of Antioch, Lewisburg, Paola, Osawatomie, Fontana, Bukiris.
Uh-oh, shit, Satan's on Google again.
And give it up for the Hillsdale Reservoir, the lake, as what I am swimming near. Big bless up. Thank you for having me in your lovely county. I want to smite the people of Overland Park, Kansas County. Get away from my good people. Stop trying to steal their land. Miami County should be bigger. And I will agree. I also want more Moses Conspiracy Corner. The guy really has a way of bringing you in and gripping you like you've never been gripped before.
Boy, let's get that on a poster somewhere right there. I'll take that review.
Moses, you're going to have to
really. That's the clip.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to
what
like
clip?
Beef up the segment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to beef it up. I may have some opening music now. I'm going to have to do that, I guess.
Ooh, I like it.
And of course, a laugh track.
Look, I know a guy that could give you a pretty sick rap intro if you're looking for it.
You might be laid up for a couple months because we hate violence.
Yeah, I'm going to also bless this group because although it's only silly and we never get serious.
Once did we get serious in this one.
Yeah, today was fun, but it was also.
There wasn't four or five moments of absolute seriousness in this.
Right. Yeah, I blocked those out of my head. All I can think of is this was funny.
Silly.
But what a great group. A lot of fun. I want to smite Jeff Dunham because he's behind.
Good luck.
Well, the guy also has it coming.
Good luck.
Well,
buddy.
I will say this, Jeff Dunham. Reptiles, I'll talk about it later.
Wow.
And you
got me hooked.
Yeah. A second coming of a more guests for this group right here. You know, more serious guests.
Boo.
No.
Boo.
Boo, save it
I'm sorry, I gotta
group.
go with I got to go with the OG Silly Gang on this, okay. Moses.
All right. All right. Well, I tried. Anyway, there you go.
I like to hear the sound of my own voice. If there's a guest, I can't talk a lot.
That's true.
That is what this is all about. Okay. Satan cannot be constrained. I would like to bless. I would like to bless all of you. I would like to bless Bex for that wonderful review. And if you would like us to read your review, write us one. I would like to bless our wonderful rainbow time in the group therapy.
Oh, that rainbow was fun. Tent.
I love tent.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucked that whole time.
I would like to bless Psyche and Satan's movie suggestions.
Yes.
I would like to bless Jeff Dunham's loyal puppets sitting there off to the side, stroking, polishing their AR-15s, just saying, just you try it, buddy. Good for them. I would like to smite the Supreme Court, the bad ones. And I would like to smite the dudes that don't know what a vasectomy is or an abortion. Or they thought that Dwayne Wade was the Wade and Roe v. Wade. And Second Coming, more of the Silly Gang.
Yeah, baby.
We're the Silly Gang, and the other group is the serious one. Oh, we're going to tell them.
Do they know about us?
We never have time to
talk about us.
Listen, yeah, you know what? They're so busy. We are so busy being serious and catering to our guests. We honestly, it's like that line from Mad Men. It's like, I don't think about you at all.
Yeah.
Oh, daggers in the heart.
Daggers in the heart. Oh. All right. Well,
it's been real.
It's been real. Finally, been real one fun. Last thing heretofore. Because of recent events, I've decided henceforth, I shall give all men the ability to get pregnant.
Oh,
yay!
Yes, yes. Good luck with that, fuckers. The Lord has spoken.